From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Asked whether he will take military action against North Korea, President Trump said Wednesday, "We will see what happens. Certainly that is not the first choice." He spoke at the White House following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping. He was asked by VOA what he talked about concerning North Korea with the Chinese leader. Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. Trump described his conversation with Xi as very, very frank and very strong, saying it was a very good phone call that lasted a long time. The president added that on the recent provocations by North Korea, Xi agrees with me 100%. He does not want to see what is happening there either. President Trump said he's confident Congress will act to protect 800,000 undocumented immigrants from being deported even after he moved to end the program that kept them from being returned to their home countries.
I hope they do. I certainly hope they do.
He spoke earlier on Wednesday at the White House, then aboard Air Force One. He said, "Congress, I really believe, wants to take care of this situation. I really believe it, even very conservative members of Congress." Trump said he told congressional leaders at a White House meeting before leaving Washington to talk about tax reform in a speech in North Dakota, "If we can get something to happen, we are going to sign it, and we are going to make a lot of happy people." This is news from the Voice of America in Washington. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the powerful Hurricane Irma is passing over some Caribbean islands and is headed for the United States. Wind gusts of up to 177 kilometers per hour have been reported, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center said the potentially catastrophic storm could reach the area around Puerto Rico by Wednesday night. Irma would also brush the coast of the Dominican Republic on Thursday and arrive near the Turks and Caicos Islands and southeastern Bahamas late on Thursday. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu is due to fly to Bangladesh for talks on Rohingya Muslim refugees who are fleeing fighting in neighboring Myanmar. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that Turkey says it will send 1,000 tons of aid for the refugees.
Turkish Foreign Minister Cavusoglu will fly to Bangladesh Wednesday and is due to hold talks in the capital, Dhaka. Ankara is pressing Bangladesh to give sanctuary to all Rohingya Muslims fleeing Myanmar. More than 120,000 of them have entered Bangladesh, fleeing Myanmar's military operations against insurgents. Cavusoglu is also due to visit Rohingya refugee camps and said Turkey would give financial assistance to Bangladesh if it continues to give refuge to those fleeing Myanmar. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has condemned Myanmar for its ongoing military operations.
Orada bir soykırım var. Buna karşı sessiz duruyorlar. Kardeşlerim.
There is genocide there. Those who close their eyes to this genocide, perpetuated under the cover of democracy, are its collaborators, Erdogan said Friday. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Trump administration has imposed sanctions on two senior members of South Sudan's government and the country's former army chief. The measure, on Wednesday, freezes any assets that the information minister, the deputy defense chief, and the former army chief have under U.S. jurisdiction. The three are also barred from entering the United States. The U.S. also imposed sanctions on three Sudanese companies owned or controlled by the former army chief. United States Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat, is in a federal courthouse on Wednesday in New Jersey for the beginning of his corruption trial. He's accused of taking bribes from a wealthy donor in exchange for supporting the donor's business interests in Congress. You can read more about these stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith.
That's the latest world news from VOA.